Congratulations.
Congratulations. You're listening to Congratulations Pine Tree, the Base number one arts and culture podcast with me, Kate Rhodes.
And me, Maysoon Wazwaz.
Okay, last week Maysoon and I said we were going to do our voter guide this week. And sure enough, we were a little overambitious because we realized that we don't have our sample ballot. We don't have any of the other voter guides that we steal from.
Right. I think it's still early for a lot of those places to have their kind of thoughts collected yet.
Yeah. But I know that in Oakland.
Hopefully not, because, I mean, we got to get the votes out early this year. Really early.
And I know that in Oakland, the city council people had time to file to run right up until like the middle of August.
Oh, okay. So they're just now getting that on the ballot probably.
Yeah. So let's just throw out the couple things that we're really adamant about. Number one, Carol Fife in City Council District 3 in Oakland. Number two, Jackie Fielder for State Senate, if you live in Scott Wiener's district.
Right, which is not San Francisco.
What's that?
It's not San Francisco, right? Because I think we were just talking about, I was like, oh, no, it is. I didn't even vote for that. Is it? Are you sure? Like, I know District 9. Supervisor is up, and that's Hillary Ronan. It's my district specifically, and I encourage people to re-vote her in. She's done a lot of great work. She's very responsive. Her office is very responsive to residents of District 9, which is important. And then also Dean Preston, who's just finishing the District 5 term, which started midway. He's up for re-election against Valley Brown again, even though he just got the district supervisor seat. So if you're in District 5, please vote for him. Basically, he and Ronan are the only sort of progressives, not the only, but they're the progressive supervisors on the board right now, on the board of supervisors. And so I just feel like we all know San Francisco is going more and more conservative, and I just feel like it would be great for people to try to keep some progressive people on the board.
Okay, Scott Wiener is in District 11. Oh my God, it's like just San Francisco.
Oh shit.
San Francisco. It looks like literally just the city of San Francisco and nothing else.
Oh, I thought it was District 12. Okay, good. Good to know. I'm glad we looked that up.
Yes.
Oh wow, that'd be great.
California's 11th state senate district. Guess how many state senate districts in California there are?
Gosh, if District 11 is just San Francisco, I'm going to say maybe like 50-something.
40. You were close.
Okay.
I guess for state senate, there's a jungle primary just like there is for the regular senate in California, you know, where everybody just is in the primary and then the top two people go on to the general election, no matter what party they're from. So you can have two Democrats.
Yeah.
For example, in 2016, Scott Wiener was running against Jane Kim.
Okay.
Okay. But in 2016, in the primary, there was a Republican running in the primary named Ken Liu.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
And now, let me tell you, 261,000 people voted in that primary. What percentage of those that voted for the Republican, Ken Liu?
I'm going to say between 25 and 33%.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
that's a wide range, but yeah. I bet you it's going to be more, but go ahead. That's my final answer.
9.6%.
Oh, that's all. That's surprising.
45.3 went to Jane Kim. Jane Kim won the primary and then lost the general.
Jane Kim's not, man, that's a bummer.
Wait, you know why?
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
You know why, Maysoon?
Why?
Because all those Republican voters went over to Scott Wiener.
Kate, I really have to go to the bathroom. So sorry. Hold on. Okay, the other question I have is, okay, when Joe Biden and Kamala win presidential and vice presidential election coming up and
God willing
in November. I know exactly. What's Gavin Newsom going to do? Is he going to try to pop into the state senate seat? Jimbo and I are of the mind that he's trying to be president.
Wait, what are you state? He's not going to get on state senate. That's a step down from governor.
No, I don't mean state senate. Sorry, I mean senator.
Who's going to be our new senator? That's the thing really need to think about.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
I don't think he can become the senator because I think the governor appoints a new senator. Okay, Maysoon, here's the deal. According to the 17th Amendment,
yeah,
of the motherfucking United States Constitution.
Right.
If a senator is killed.
Which they were back then.
Resigned, expelled, or whatever. If they can't be senator anymore. The state legislature empowers the governor to appoint a replacement to complete the term or hold the office until a special election can take place.
Got it. And that's from senate.gov, people, in case you were really wondering where we're
that's
getting
correct.
Our news.
That is from our official governor government.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's a big thing, Maysoon. And
I agree, and so I don't really know. I haven't really heard much kind of contemplation around who Newsom would appoint, and I'm curious, obviously.
Okay, well, let's think, like, who is Gavin Newsom's, like, favorite little bitches?
Willie Brown. What if he appoints Willie Brown?
Well, he's too old.
He's not that old. He's not as old as Biden.
You think he's going to pop Brown? No, I think he'll be someone who can kind of,
I don't
of
think
like...
Brown wants, is I think he's done with, like, being, like, visible in politics. I think he likes the backdoor politics that he's so good at, especially in San Francisco.
Okay, let's really get into it. This is our episode for today, is pondering who we want. This is what we need to do now, Maysoon, is while everyone's doing their campaigning and their postcard writing and their phone and text banking for Jackie Fielder and Carol Fife and whoever else you want to see in office, we also need to be calling Gavin Newsom and saying, hey, when Kamala Harris becomes vice president, put this person in the Senate.
Kamala, before becoming senator, was what? She was like the attorney general? No, she was a lawyer. What was her role before then? Like
who? No, she was the attorney general of California.
She was. Okay. So who's the attorney general now? I mean, just to kind of get a sense of like, I just don't even know.
Javier Becerra.
Okay. So maybe we need to look into what that guy is doing, if he's any good. I don't know anything
no,
about
No, I
him.
Don't think it would be him.
Why?
I don't know. I just don't.
I mean, it could easily be someone we've never fucking heard of. Like, it's the whole state, you know? Like, maybe he'll pop someone in who's more LA-based.
No, it's going to be some rising star. It's going to be a rising star in the fucking, in the Democratic, California okay. Democratic Party.
Barbara Lee.
I'm sure it'll be a woman. It's definitely going to be a woman.
I think you're right that it'll be a woman. I think it could very likely be a woman of color.
What if we get motherfucking like Jackie Fielder, some really radical
person? That's what I was actually
there.
Thinking Jackie Fielder would be kind of rad. Not kind of, but would be rad. No.
Angela Davis.
He's not going to do Angela Davis. She doesn't even want that shit. Are you kidding me? She's an academic.
Okay, so according to Marie Claire, they'd have an article here about what's going to happen to Kamala's seat if she gets summoned up. Okay, so in a press conference, Gavin Newsom said that selecting a successor is not what I'm focused on right now. Okay, so
yeah, he has to be. I mean, he can't just be like, oh, all of a sudden I have to make a decision.
So apparently, according to the New York Times, there's 24 names being discussed.
Any of those, do they give you those names?
Okay, so apparently some of the people that have been discussed already is our Attorney General, Javier Becerra. Okay, so you were on the money for that.
Oh.
Secretary of State, Alex Padilla.
Who's that, Javier Becerra?
Ooh, Karen Bass. Remember, she was a possibility for the vice president pick.
Wait, really? Hold on. I gotta look at their face.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Look into Karen Bass. There's a whole documentary about her. Also, Barbara Lee. Katie Porter, who's been a big star in the House of Representatives.
Okay, cool.
State Senate President Tony Atkins. Ro Khanna. Ooh, man, let's call in for Ro Khanna. Ro Khanna was a Bernie surrogate.
I remember.
He was like on the Bernie
campaign.
Oh, yeah, I
remember him. Oh, didn't he have some issues with his staffers?
Oh, my God, Maysoon.
Am I making that up? Fuck, I'm sorry.
Wait, here's a run of mayors that they're considering who we hate each fucking one of these people. Mayors, guess who? Eric Garcetti of Los Angeles. Bro. Fuck Mayor Garcetti. London Breed.
No.
Dude, if London Breed.
No. Fucking hell.
Hell no. Although, Maysoon, actually, would we prefer to have London Breed in the Senate where she's just like dicking along, like agreeing with whatever the Democrats say and get her out of the mayor's office?
I don't know.
Can't she? I feel like she can do less damage as a senator than as the mayor of
San
Francisco.
Gosh, I don't know. I don't know.
You?
I find that. That's I don't know. I mean, I think senators, Democratic senators, are doing damage all the fucking time for not standing up for good things because they're fucking corporate shills.
Yeah, but she's just one of 100 votes in the Senate. Like, I don't think that she's going to be the deciding factor of whether they fucking have an oil pipeline going through Muir Woods or whatever.
She has way more power over San Francisco and probably even the Bay Area, honestly. You know,
for sure. Okay, guess who else? Also, Libby Schaff.
Oh!
Fuck that.
No. She could not. I mean, there's...
And Robert Garcia.
Wait, who is that?
Robert Garcia is the mayor of Long Beach, California.
Okay. Hell no.
I don't know anything about him. Okay, wait, Maysoon. Okay, now that we know that London Breed is a possibility, we need to know what happens when... Okay, who... Okay,
the this president just of the happened board. When listen, Ed Lee listen died. Listen to me. The president of the Board of Supervisors becomes
okay,
mayor.
Okay, so who's that now?
They become mayor, and then there's an election. The yes. Okay. They have to stand in. So I actually don't even know who that is. Because
okay,
the
board wait, wait, wait.
Are you having fun yet?
Yeah.
Norman Yee.
Okay. What's his deal?
He represents District 7. Oh, he was elected by his colleagues on the board to succeed Malia Cohen as president. Okay. District 7 is what? Norman Yee seems kind of middle of the road to me, to be honest. He's not terrible, but he's not, like, very impressive or radical at all. He seems
so
to be...
So, wait, he becomes mayor?
I could be wrong, but I feel like 90 to 95% positive that he would fill the mayoral seat until there could be. Oh, actually, fucking
no!
Hell.
Come on, what happened last time? Because London Breed stepped up after Ed Lee. Following the death of Mayor Ed Lee on December 12, 2017, Breed became the city's acting mayor by virtue of her position as president of the Board of Supervisors. She served in this position until January 23, 2018, when the Board of Supervisors selected Matt Farrell to serve as interim mayor until a special election on June 5th.
So that sounds right. Sorry, I was so confused. I just remembered Matt Farrell
being...
Well,
I was right on the money, and I win the podcast.
Okay. Congratulations, Kate. You are very competitive, and you can win it. I'm okay with that. So then the president of the Super Board of Supervisors becomes mayor, and then the supervisors elect who they think should be mayor from the board. And so that's what happened. They elected Matt Haney. Sorry, not Matt. Mark Farrell. Excuse me. Why do I keep saying that?
Whoa, dude. Hold on a sec. I'm just looking at London Breed's Wikipedia page. Yeah. In March 2019, London Breed awarded a posthumous certificate of honor to Sinn Féin politician and former IRA member Martin McGuinness for his courageous service in the military. The nomination had been made by the United Irish Societies, who had appointed him honorary marshal of the St. Patrick's Day Parade. She apologized 2 days later following controversy. Well, no shit, Sherlock. Wow. Remember when she fucking... Guys, let's like kind of take a little wider view here. Remember when fucking London Breed endorsed Mike Bloomberg for president?
Yeah. I forgot that.
Can we let her never, ever live that down?
I don't think she's ashamed of it.
That's insane.
You know?
But don't you find that to be just... I remember that, but I almost can't believe that it happened.
Oh my God. Okay.
Okay.
I don't think she's gonna... Oh my God.
Well, Maysoon, so in our heart song, maybe not in our calls to Gavin Newsom, but in our dearest heart, you know, do we actually want London Breed to become a senator?
Oh my God.
So that she has no longer power over San Francisco?
This is a hard one for me. I don't even know if she would want it. Yeah. Well, I'm not ready to say that.
So maybe
that.
In our calls
Honestly, I think she'd be very compelling.
Well, that's the thing, dude.
Because of the way under her leadership has handled the coronavirus. I think people all over the country know about London Breed now, which just makes me worry that, like, oh God, if she's a state senator, that's like so much closer to being president. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh God, no.
Well, even that, who even cares? Who even cares then?
Who even cares if she's president?
It's so funny. Like, the higher up you get in the hierarchy, the less actual impact you have on people's lives. Like, once you get farther and farther away from them.
Don't you feel like our current president has a huge impact on people's lives right now?
Yes, for sure. But wouldn't it be so much worse in San Francisco if Trump was the mayor than if he's president?
Oh, my God.
What the fuck would go on there? Yeah. Okay, Maysoon, here's the deal. Okay, so we're going to do our voter guide as soon as we possibly can when we have all our resources that we didn't realize that we didn't have.
Right.
But in the meantime, there's one proposition that I really want to tell people to advocate for. Okay, and I want to say it's not just me saying this. It's also the ACCE, which is the Alliance of Californians for Community Empowerment Action. Okay. Mm-hmm. And they have a record of supporting propositions that are, you know, advocating for economic, racial, and social justice.
Yeah.
They're a grassroots organization. And they are asking people to please volunteer to get Prop 15 passed. Now, Prop 15, which is also known as the Schools and Communities First Initiative, is a citizen-initiated California ballot proposition that would create a split-roll property tax system and spend the revenue increase on education and other public services. Okay?
Yeah.
Even fucking Jacobin magazine, you know, Jacobin or whatever.
I don't think I know that one. What is that?
Yeah, you do. It's like a lefty commie fucking. Okay. It's like heady leftist shit.
Okay.
They're saying California's Proposition 15 ballot measure is about rolling back neoliberalism. This is what they say. For decades, yeah. California has been robbed of billions of dollars a year from schools and social services by a state tax system on commercial property that favors wealthy corporations. Proposition 15 on the ballot this November in the Golden State would change that. Okay? We're all talking about taxing the rich and eating the rich and shitting on their bones. And this proposition would actually make that happen.
Okay, so it would be a yes on Prop 15 specifically.
That's correct. Yes on 15. And if you, I'm going to put a link in the underworld. If you want to, you know, do some organizing and volunteering to get this passed, you can sign up at acceaction.org.
Yeah, got it. Okay, good. I was just looking at my quick reference guide and I wrote yes under it. So I'm like, what did I initially say about
everybody
that?
Really, 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 this is a big one. This is really important.
Okay, cool. But in the meantime, you could look at ACCE Action's website and look at what they're, you know, read some of the things they're talking about.
Yeah, they're great. And P.S., the executive director of the ACCE is Carol Fife, who's running for city council in Oakland for District 3. So also get in the mix with her, you know, support all this stuff. Always wondering what's right. But my life and your life is all the world will know if they found this. Okay, there is a talk happening tomorrow, Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Okay.
I need to get back into art and activism. Things. Okay.
By members of Decolonize This Place, which is a activist group that's been like really taking museums and other art things to task for their role in colonization.
Right.
And so on September 28th.
Okay, yeah, that's Monday.
At 5 p.m. Pacific time, there's going to be this talk, which is part of a CSU series.
Okay.
Called Forms of Reparations, the Museum and Restorative Justice.
Oh, cool. That sounds great.
I'll put a link in the underworld for everyone to give a shit about this.
Have you been doing a lot of arts activities lately?
Fuck no. I've been making art in my little studio.
That's so great. Yeah, you just finished your book.
Oh, speaking of which, Maysoon, one more thing. I had a few listeners reach out to me because I said last week that I finished my comic about Leon Czolgosz, who assassinated William McKinley.
Yep.
And so I'm going to put a link in the underworld. I have pre-ordering available now.
Oh, good. I want to
so
order.
So people can pre-order.
That's great.
And then the book will ship out to you on October 9th. Or I also have an option there when you order it to come, just come pick it up at my studio.
Got it. How much are they again, Kate?
$25.
$25. That's a killer deal. And you printed them through Culpa Press, so they're going to be beautiful.
Oh, yeah. They're very well done by Culpa. And I also have to say, even though it's a comic book, so you can basically read it in about 5 seconds, you can look at it for longer than that if you want.
Yeah, you can really enjoy the drawings, the illustrations. Yeah.
It's so funny how long it takes to make shit like that and how short it takes to consume it.
Aw. You know, Jimbo, for example, reads a ton of comics and he rereads them all the time. Like the ones that he loves, we have like a shelf of all comics or multiple shelves
Hell
of comics.
Yeah.
So I think people who are really in, I think people will really enjoy it.
Okay. What else you got?
I have an Institutions Behaving Badly.
Ooh, let's hear about that.
Okay. So have you heard of Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival?
Yes, I almost got, it's not on Treasure Island.
No, it's in Golden Gate Park. So it's a Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival funded by Warren Hellman, who's like a major big ass millionaire. I think he's passed away, since passed away, but he's like a banker. He's just like huge, huge, huge money. And so this year they announced that they're doing small grants for artists and you could apply for it. And Jimbo applied for the grant. He's never applied for a grant before. And I was like, just apply for it. Free money's money, man. Like, just try it out. See if you get it. This week he gets a letter. He gets an email, you know, congratulations. You're receiving the grant for, I think it was $2,000 or something. So, you know, decent amount, not huge, but not bad either. And he was like, oh my God, it's amazing. It's so exciting. And then like an hour and a half later, he gets an email that's like, the first email like addressed him by name. The second email addresses him by like, dear applicant, there was a glitch in the system. We made a mistake.
Oh my God.
Isn't that fucking awful? Like, did they send everyone who applied acceptance letters and then had to send everyone an email saying, they called it a technical glitch, but it's like, that's not a technical glitch. Someone pressed send.
What a nightmare.
By mistake, or didn't know what the fuck they were doing. So it's like, I mean, it was a real low blow for
that
him.
Sucks.
He was like, what? And I don't know. And so then we actually ended up calling, we emailed, and then we also called because I was just like, you know what? They need to fucking honor that, or they need to really apologize for that. That's just bullshit. Like during COVID, musicians are not fucking employed at all, literally. I don't know. It just pisses me off. Like these institutions that don't actually care about artists, they're doing things to make themselves look good. Like, of course, they got written up in the paper that they're doing this big grant. I don't know. It just makes me so mad. It's like, don't do shit like that unless you actually care about the people you're fucking around, you know?
That's like everyone's nightmare. Like, every time I've ever gotten something, I'm like, oh my God, is it a mistake?
Yeah. Well, in this case, it was a fucking mistake. And
see, now I'm going to think that every time I ever get an email about anything.
Yeah. So I just want to say, all of you who support Hardly Strictly, which is probably not many of you, they're dicks.
Yeah, they suck.
So...
okay, Mason, let's have a couple positive, what I really enjoyed last week, your mindfulness tips.
Oh, yeah. Which I have not practiced at all.
Okay, so let's do some more tips.
Okay.
I have one that has really been helping my mental health. So do you know what a VPN is? It's like a magical thing that makes you disguised on the internet. And I connect to the internet through a proxy in Ireland.
Oh,
and so then the internet.
Did you get to choose that or was that just serendipitous?
No, I can choose anywhere I want to be from.
Okay, got
it. I can be in Germany, the UK, France, Hong Kong, Canada, Egypt, Kenya, Algeria. lots of different places. But when I set my location to Ireland, all my fucking like personalized shit on the internet, ads and all that kind of shit, is for Ireland. So like if I'm on Twitter, I get the trending topics of Ireland instead of America.
Oh, cool.
And it is a fucking vacation. I'm on a mental vacation.
Aw. Wow. I love that. So that's just whenever you is that through, like, are you using Chrome or do you have to use a specific browser? Or
no, it's a VPN is like another piece of software that you have separate from your internet browser. So I can use whatever.
Oh, so
I can
it's not
use
even
Chrome or Mozilla or, you know, whatever on the internet.
Okay.
And it masks my location on anything that connects to the internet.
Wow.
So like I have software that I can only use if I'm pretending to not be in America.
You have software you can only use if you're pretending to not be in America. Okay.
Yeah, because it's like not allowed in the United States.
What? Like what?
Like secret software to rip videos off of YouTube.
Oh.
Okay, my other piece of good news / mental health news.
Yeah, tell me.
It's kind of silly, but in Switzerland, they had a vote to reject EU citizens from being able to have certain jobs in Switzerland. It was basically like a vote on like this anti-immigration measure.
Oh.
And the Swiss people said, fuck you to that.
Oh, yeah, fuck
61% that. Of voters said, no, we want to continue to have immigrants. Even though Switzerland sucks, that's one little bright moment.
I can say next week I'm finally going back part-time to the Arts Commission.
Oh, thank God.
For work. After months and months. I'm a little, like, undecided about how I feel about it, but I think it'll be okay.
Residents of the Pyramid Lake Paiute Reservation in northern Nevada are happy that a Nevada law is allowing residents to have someone else return their voting ballot.
Like they're not allowed to vote?
No, they're happy that now they can fill out their ballot and they don't have to deliver it in person.
Oh, that someone else could do that.
They can give it to like a family member or whoever, a trusted person, and have them take it.
Oh, okay, that's
because, you know, it's hard to get around, like especially if you're like elderly.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people in the rural areas have trouble getting in to places, so this is good. People are celebrating it.
Are you just like pulling up any news and reading, telling me about it?
I'm trying to find good news, like happy news.
I'm all for like, okay, I don't know if I should get into this. It's fine.
What?
I was on a phone call recently with a friend, an old friend of mine, who like insisted that our conversation only focused on good things.
Oh, they wouldn't. Well, I'm not. That's like toxic positivity.
It felt so forced and so it felt like I couldn't say anything. Like I was just like, aren't we supposed to be able to say good things but also express like things that are worrying us? Like isn't that part of like friendship and like relationships and you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm not typically a Debbie Downer or whatever, but it's sort of like, it just felt like she was not necessarily censoring me, but censoring herself. Like, I felt like I didn't really get a grasp of like what was going on in her life because she would only say, I don't know. It was so weird. I was like, I don't ever want to have this kind of conversation again. I mean, maybe she's too stressed out and that's the only way she can deal with it is by
like doing an ostrich maneuver.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I've done a lot of ostrich maneuvers, but kind of.
It's like that sometimes where she's like, won't talk to, like, I've been watching The Vow on HBO about the NXIVM cult.
Okay. Oh,
and
okay, yeah.
I devoured like so much content about NXIVM. Like I listened to two different podcast series. I got a book by one of the women that was in the cult, read through that whole thing.
Oh my gosh, wow.
And like was just like on a fucking tear.
You're like on a bender
about NXIVM. And I was talking to my mom on the phone and I was like, Mom, we need to have a plan for if I get absorbed into a cult. You know? And to me, that's not negative. That's positive.
Yeah, for her, you know? The thought of her daughter getting absorbed into the cult is like horrific and tragic and scary, you know?
I guess, but I'm like, isn't it actually more tragic to not have a plan?
Yeah, in the long run, but she just wants to be like, Kate, please just don't get absorbed into a fucking cult.
She basically was like, I can't think about that right now.
Aw.
And I was like, well, okay, have fun then when it comes time where we should have had a plan and now I'm in a fucking freaky cult.
Well, Katie has a plan. Unless she's going with you. Oh, fucking hell.
Should have talked to Katie. That was my mistake. That was my fatal mistake.
You still have an opportunity. You haven't been absorbed yet.
You don't know.
I do, however, know what you don't want for your funeral. So I'm prepared for those, okay, good, those good, moments. Good, good, good. Or what you do want. I like how you prepared certain friends for certain moments in your life. Yeah.
See, to me, that's positive. I feel like you can think about things that aren't like...
It's good to be clear about some of those moments.
Yeah, like, it's, I don't know. I think it's all about, it's not about the subject matter, it's just about, like, the tone. Yeah.
Other positive things. I went for a walk almost every day this week and really took in the fresh air. Ooh. And really appreciated, like, being able to see the blue sky. And that was amazing. To just be like, oh my God, it's so nice out.
Yes, you know? Enjoy the artisanal air that we have access to now.
I mean, it is gourmet up there.
It right is. Hey, if you have endorsements that you want to make and for us to take into consideration, you can send us an email, congratulationspinetree@gmail.com. You can give us a call, 419-351-6606. You can also text that number, or you can tweet us at Pine Tree Podcast. Let us know what you think. What are you betting on Predict It? What are you doing to maintain a positive mental attitude that's not toxically positive, where you bury your head in the sand and don't allow any information in?
And you don't allow your friends to say what they're truly feeling. Don't do that, people. Come on.
Let us know. Okay, Maysoon, I think that's enough.
Okay, good. Yeah, I have to get on this other call with my mom.
And while we're waiting for you to send us some feedback, we'll be going from the bridge.
To the other bridge.
To the island in between. This has been
Congratulations Pine Tree. Woop woop.